The heads of the legislature revealed their wish list at yesterday's opening of this year's session, and there seems to be little agreement except on the wish for a solution this time around for a project that continues to plague Oahu. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has today's reality check of Kochi, Suki, and Rail. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. Yeah, good morning, Beth Ann.
You know, we heard them yesterday, and clearly we want a solution, but for example, with, you know, Senate President Kochi, he didn't really say how that might come about or suggest how that might come about. We did hear something different from Joe Suki in the House. Is there any conversation that's happening between the two chambers on this?
Well, of course, it's early. It's only the second day of session. I think what Ron Kochi was saying yesterday was that, well, he did say, look, we're going to have a conclusion of some sort on rail. Are we going to extend the GET surcharge on Oahu? We'll wait and see. But he did make clear that there will be some sort of resolution. It will be perhaps the most pressing issue at the legislature. But he didn't have a lot of details. He suggested that a lot of it is going to depend on the state, on the city and on HART providing a heck of a lot more information about how they're going to pay for rail. He said the Senate is wide open ideas. He also suggested there may be some difficulty working with the House on some of the aspects of dealing with the GET. And a somewhat pessimistic position, the opposite really of Joe Suki, who actually has a solid plan in place for what to do with the GET.
I mean, and he gave, you know, some of the details of all of that, and he actually pointed back, you know, to the city and looked to what might be coming from the city should, in fact, they allow the city to participate by changing how the GET is collected.
Right. And just briefly on what the speaker is saying, let's get rid of the sunset date on the surcharge extension. It's supposed to end in 2027. Make it permanent in perpetuity. Cut the tax from 0.5 to 0.425. Cut that skim that they levy, the administrative fee, from 10 to 5%. But one thing he did say, and it ties into what you just brought up, somehow the city has to demonstrate skin in the game. There's actually a city ordinance in place that says rail funding only comes from federal funding and from the GET. It doesn't come from any other source. And the suggestion from Suki, and particularly Jill Takuda in the Senate WAM, Ways and Means, said they got to show some skin in the game. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean property taxes? I don't know, but that seems to be it's something that they're going to really have to work hard on to get a resolution in order to keep funding rail.
It seems, though, that House Finance Chairwoman Sylvia Luke and Senator Jill Takuda with WAM, they seem to be presenting a pretty united front on certain issues, this one included. Does that?
Yeah, their bottom line.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
we're so excited because it's a new session. Well, just briefly, I can tell you that Sylvia Luke and Jill Takuda, what they want are hard numbers from the city and HART. They don't want to be given a set of numbers that turn out to not be true. Meanwhile, they're levying this tax, you know, on Oahu taxpayers. That, I think, is the most important thing. They need to see solid data on how much this thing is going to cost going forward.
Yeah, I think we all want to see solid data.
Yes, we do.
Thanks very much, Chad. Talk to you in the morning.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Every day, Chad Blair joins us from Civil Beat with a reality check.